Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night spotlight. I want to know, do you believe in magic and miracles? I'm going to let that marinate on you for a minute. Shining light on things. I am Mr. Robinson. How you doing tonight? Hope everybody had a breezy and blissful week. You know, it's been a long one on this Sunday night. Hope everybody been sprung forward, set the clocks ahead of time. I hope you're not an hour late right now. But I'm here to discuss magic and miracles, you know, and it's divine power if you believe. I believe in magic. I believe in miracles because I believe. And just believing in something alone holds so much power that we don't even realize it. I am realistic and I expect miracles because I believe in a certain type of magic. If you put your thoughts and your heart into your in your beliefs and have faith in it, miracles will happen. You know, today I am open to the present of miracles because I look forward to it. You know, a lot of us, you know, we find ourselves lost and at a crossroad with this thing called religion. You know, I'm not here to talk down or shine any, you know, bad notions on anybody's religion and faith and beliefs, because we all have our own. And how you choose to ritualize and have faith, whatever you have faith in, I strongly think you should, if it makes you feel better about yourself. You know. But you know, I have faith in magic and miracles of life. And that's my belief. You know, I choose to experience magic and witness miracles because I put so much belief. You know, sometimes you know you think about something, especially if you really want something positive to happen in your life. Sometimes you got to set yourself up for positive things to happen. You know, you can't expect the same results doing the same things. You know, where there's hope, there's faith. You know, where there's faith, miracles do happen. You know, if you really strongly believe. You know, I believe that everybody is unrepeatable. You know, there's magic about you that is all your own. And you got to find that. Trust in that. Believe in that. You know, life is a series of thousands of tiny little miracles, but you got to focus in on them and notice them. You know, you can look over something real quick, and that might be a real key ingredient to the things that happen in your life. You know, the smallest things sometimes be the biggest things that we need to pay attention to. You know, miracles can happen, so you got to look out for them. And sometimes it's disguised. You really don't notice it until it's long gone, or you just didn't walk right over it. You know. You know, I'm realistic when it comes to miracles because I've witnessed a few in my life. I go too much go into detail, but I've truly witnessed some miracle things that have, you know, manifested right in my face. You know. The world period is full of magic. You know, I try to manifest miracles, you know, every day. You know, I just don't believe in miracles. I rely on them. But see, that's my spiritual belief. You know, we all have our spiritual beliefs because we all different. We all look for something in our lives that we can call our own. You know. But the thing a lot of people don't believe in, they don't believe in their potential. You got to believe in your potential. You know, don't dwell on the past because we all made mistakes. We all have, you know, quote unquote, dropped the ball on ourselves, you know. And we can't just, you know, hold things against ourselves because, you know, that deadlocks us. You know, every moment that we spend in the higher consciousness helps uplift the consciousness of the whole world. And, you know, the only person you should try to be better than is the person that you were yesterday. Believe that. You know, we shouldn't. Well, I'm not going to say what we shouldn't do. I know what I don't do. I don't live my life to compete with other people. You know, you just live your life in competition with a bunch of people. I mean, every day you wake up, there's going to be something you're trying to up one on. And, you know, go back to the old saying that the old timers used to tell me back in the day, man, don't try to keep up with the Joneses, you know. You know, when a flower blooms, it don't pay attention to the next flower next to it. It just blooms. So with that, I'm saying is just do your thing. Don't worry about what the next person is doing all the time. That's what we get ourselves caught up in society. We feel that we look at our peers and, you know, other people in the world, and we're like, oh, man, I got to get on. I got to do something to keep up. It's not about keeping up. It's just about living, you know? You know that, you know, and you just got to live your life. Living your life is, sometimes nowadays, living your life is the hardest thing because you got so many lives, you know, especially when we deal with the technology world. And once again, I go back to this social media thing, you know, it seems like everybody is trying to keep up with somebody that's living a lie. And that's the funny thing. You know, but it's you know, but it helps if you remember that everyone is doing their best from their level of consciousness, okay? You know, and being spiritual has nothing to do with what you believe and everything to do with the state of consciousness, you see? You know, it doesn't have anything to do with your beliefs. If you have a conscious mind, you can figure out what's going on around you. You know, just pay attention. And just, you know, remember that your perception of the world is a reflection of your state of consciousness, okay? You know, and people just need to hear that sometimes, I think. Because the whole world, if we think about it, we're all on a conscious level. But it's so many different characteristics out here. It's hard to get in tune with the one that's on intact with yours. You know, but until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life, and you will call it fate. Some people think things happen by fate. You know, it's a conscious decision. You know, you got to think about it. Your subconscious mind is 30,000 times more powerful than your conscious mind. So sometimes you could do things without even realizing that you're doing them because it's a subconscious reaction. You know. And, you know, every time you attempted to react in the same old way, ask if you want to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of your future. That's what you got to ask yourself. Like, do I really want to live in my past or do I want to, you know? Now, every time you attempt to react in the same old way, ask yourself if you want to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of the future, of your future. Some people don't get that part. That's magic. You know, that's the miracle of magic. Faith and belief, confidence. You know, some people have had a spiritual awakening, and it moves them in a different way. You know, now that they're, you know, some people say, "What is being spiritually awakened?" Well, it's all sorts of things. It's all sorts of things that happen with being awakened. That is one of the things that, you know, a lot of people have a problem with hearing. You know, because you got so many people that's claiming, "I'm spiritually awakened, I'm awakened." But what have you woke up from? If you're constantly doing the same things in life, then you're sleepwalking. You know, there's nothing wrong with change, you know. Change is good, especially if it's positive change, you know. Like I said before, life is a series of thousands of tiny miracles. You got to notice them, you know. You can't give up on yourself because the universe has your back. You know, the moment you're ready to quit is usually the moment right before a miracle happens. So I advise anybody, if you got faith and belief in what you're doing and it's positive, don't give up. Don't give up. You know, miracles start to happen when you give as much energy to your dreams as you do to your fears. So whatever you're afraid of, you know, put that same kind of energy of your fears into your dreams and into your goals. And I'm quite sure if you believe in the magic of the universe, truly believe in the magic of the universe, things will manifest itself right on time with your goal. You know? They say magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen. So the true magic is believing in yourself. That's the true magic. When a person believes in themselves, oh man, their confidence just skyrockets. And you can see those out here that truly believe in themselves because they turn into go-getters. I like to call goal-getters. You set a goal and you go after it. You know, and goals is hard to, you know, to reach when you're sitting there with a heart full of doubt. You know, it's still magic even if you know how it's done. It's still magic even if you know how it's going to manifest itself. It's still magic. I believe in magic. You know, every day holds new magic. You know, I'm realistic, and I expect miracles. So, yeah, we need to tune into that. You got to believe in your heart that you're meant to live a life full of passion, purpose, magic, and miracles. Believe in your heart. And things are going to manifest. You know, you got to believe in possibilities, believe in magic, believe in miracles, believe in prayer, believe in your God. Whoever that may be, who believes in you. And you'll see so much magic that happens. You know, I've always thought to myself that the power of the divine, whatever we hold that is a guide. That's truly our spiritual guide. And when we have a spiritual guide, we tend to rely on it more than often than we know subconsciously. And anyone who doesn't, well, that means you're still in search of. Still in search of something to believe in. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all have our path, and we all have a time and a length to get there. You know, we all don't realize the same things at the same time. You know, but sometimes we eventually all catch up with each other, and we realize what it is that we're after. Some people get it early, some people get it late. You know, we all different individuals. So sometimes you don't even have to look for the magic because you are the magic. So yeah, I'm just metaphysically speaking tonight, you know, on this Sunday night spotlight. This is one of them things that, you know, ponders my mind. And I like to try to uplift people. And you know, I've had to change my life around and take a look at myself. A lot of past, I'm not going to say mistakes, I'm going to just say learning points. Because I believe everything happens in our life for a reason. You know, and I've been down there, been down through there, you know. Because, telling you, life is a combination of mystery, magic moments, miracles, and memories. It's a combination of all sorts of things. You know, but never stop believing in magic and miracles. You know, never stop. Because the moment you stop is when you've lost all your faith. You've lost all your hope. They say magic and miracles aren't real. So, but if that's true, explain how we got here. You know how much magic it took for this universe to come to be? The universe itself is magical. It's a very ginormous place, full of all types of things that us as human beings have yet to grasp. Even the smartest minds and the most brilliant minds and scientists are still pondering things about this universe that probably will never be answered in our lifetime. But anything outside of what we know of and can prove as far as doctrines and documents is magic. That's what I believe. They say you will face your greatest opposition when you are closest to your biggest miracle. You know, sometimes right before things are about to get in order, we go through the hardest time. That's when we got to call on something divine. And even if you're not going through things, it doesn't help every day to call on the divine power to watch over, to look over your well-being. I've always thought that when things happened to me, bad things, that I was cursed. You know, I think a lot of people have let that come to their mind at one point in time, that I'm cursed. I'm going through too much right now. I got a black cloud over me. You need more magic in your life. So, today, you know, I say this. You can repeat this if you like. But today, I welcome infinite possibilities. With open arms, I accept the support of the universe. I know that creative abundance is available to me now. So, therefore, I expect miracles. And I'm going to repeat that. Today, I welcome infinite possibilities. With open arms, I accept the support of this universe. I know that creative abundance is available to me now. Therefore, I expect miracles. Believe in something, people. Believe in something that is beyond your vision. Believe in something that's invisible. Because it's there. It's there. Magic is all around you. One half of our heart always knows that some wishes would never come true. still the second half waits for the magic and miracles to happen. That's just life. This is Mr. Robinson on the Sunday Night Spotlight, shining light on things. I hope you got your earful out of what I've been saying. So, you know, I'm going to leave y'all with a blessed be night. You know, and all the beautiful things that could come with it. Have a beautiful week. And make sure you tune in Tuesday and Thursday for a 2 o'clock topic. Yeah, I'm back active and I'm back at it. But tonight on this Sunday Night Spotlight, I want you to choose to have magic and miracles in your life. You know, because there's a secret garden where miracles and magic abound, and it's available to anyone who makes the choice to visit there. That's Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. So please, everyone, have a blessed week. Stay safe out there. And don't forget, the miracles of magic are out there. Don't look over. Okay? And remember this. Magic happens when you tell the universe what you want it to do for you. Miracles happen when you ask how you can be of service to the universe. So don't forget to be a servant to see your magic. I believe in the tenfold. Put out good vibes, and them good vibes are going to come back. Put out positive energy, and that positive energy will come right back. And with that, I'm going to let you guys go. This has been Slot Radio with Mr. Robinson, shining light on things. Y'all have a blessed week.
Mm-hmm.